see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday, June 4th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 231-360-5140 is the text line. We don't take phone calls into the show. We text message. If your comment is relevant on topic to the conversation, we'll put your comments into the show. Please don't send me any text messages during the show with videos or long stories that I have to read. You can send those to me after 12 noon when I get off the microphone. Got a great show lined up for you. Lots of stuff happening down in Lansing as the legislators are back in town, back in session. They are working on a budget and other bills that they feel are somewhat important. Well, just to wrap up, finally, Mackinac Island news from last week when everybody was there, not in Lansing, but on the island for the Mackinac Public Policy Conference hosted by the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. A related Mackinac story. Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday signed a bill that would let voters on Mackinac Island amend their city charter to allow the city of Mackinac Island to regulate the ferry services for the mainland in the wake of just one company now owning all of the ferry boats both in Mackinac City and St. Ignace. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed Senate Bill 304, which was sponsored by that area's state senator, 37th District, John DeMoose of Harbor Springs. The bill will let Mackinac Island put the ferry issue up for a vote after the fees for parking, baggage, bike transport, ticket prices were all raised by the monopoly one company that owns all of the ferry services. If approved by a vote, it would let the city of Mackinac Island monitor the prices of the ferry service. Monitor or dictate. Words matter. And from what I've been told by various people who have a vested interest in the process, people that are on the village board for Mackinac City, not Mackinac Island, Mackinac City, and some folks in St. Ignace. It sounds like they're giving them themselves their own power to dictate the prices that the ferry service company, now we can call it one because they own them all. While the boats may still say Arnold or Starline or Scheplers, they're all owned by the same company. Outside venture capital company that is not from Michigan owns all the ferry services. We're going to get into this in the next segment. We're going to break it all down. This is very important, dear to my heart, because we love Mackinac Island. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, talking about this bill, Senate Bill 304, sponsored by Senator John DeMoose, Republican of Harbor Springs. He is the state senator that covers Mackinac Island, Mackinac City, and St. Ignace. The ferries are based on the mainland in both Mackinac City, south of the bridge, St. Ignace, north of the bridge. Those particular ferry locations, their docks, service Mackinac Island. It's the only way to affordably get to Mackinac Island. If you can afford it, the coolest way to do it with the best view is to hire a small plane to fly you to the island with your luggage, your golf clubs, your family. Fly in, beautiful view, very, very costly. Well, the alternative, the only alternative, is to use the ferry service, which is now, instead of owned by three different companies, is owned by one. It's a monopoly. They own every option to get to Mackinac Island by ferry. One company. And it's the venture capital company, which is in the business of snatching up businesses, raising prices, and making huge profits. Well, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, in justifying her signing of John DeMoose's bill, which will put this ferry issue up for a vote by the people of Mackinac Island. Well, guess how the people of Mackinac Island are going to vote? They want to be able to dictate from the island what the ferry service company is allowed to charge on the mainland. Again, in her statement of the story, fees for the ticket prices, the ferry boat ride itself, how much you have to pay for parking because you drive and you park in the lots in Mackinac City, St. Ignace. You drop off at the dock area when you're buying your tickets, your bags, your bikes, your golf clubs, whatever. Well, they're charging more for tickets to get to the island, the ferry boat ride. They're charging more for parking. They're charging more for baggage, bikes, and golf clubs. It's a for-profit venture capital company. Personally, I don't think one company should own all three ferry lines. Arnold, Starline, Sheplers should be independently owned competing businesses like it has been for years. But it's not. So, as a result, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the bill. And this is the justification for signing it. Mackinac Island is Michigan's gem. And the ferry service to get there should be accessible and affordable. So now you're going to price fix. You're going to dictate to a venture capital company how much they can charge. She didn't say that. That's my opinion, into her statement. Governor Whitmer went on to say, I'm proud to sign this bill that empowers the people of Mackinac Island to make decisions about their economy. I totally get it. I love the Grand Hotel. I love golfing the Jewel Golf Course across from it. I love the Little Stone Church, Windermere Hotel, Mission Point Resort. I love the churches. I love the people, St. Anne's. I get it. Vicky and I were married on the island by Mayor Margaret Dowd in her flower garden at the Windermere Hotel across the street from the Iroquois Hotel Restaurant. Been there hundreds of times. Totally get it. But then she turns political. Governor Whitmer said prices of things are already high because of tariffs. and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. That is a backstab right in the back of President Donald Trump. Every single time this woman talks about the price of things, she always mentions the word tariffs. Who is she referring to? President Trump and his tariffs. And now she's going to bring in the mission going on in Iran. Well, the bill signing came on the heels of the Mackinac Policy Conference held on Mackinac Island last week, where there was an active push on the island from a group called Fair Access to Mackinac Island Coalition, putting pressure on the governor to sign the bill. Fair Access to Mackinac Island Coalition warned against the monopoly and urged the governor to sign the bill. So now that they have on her watch, because she's been the governor for the last 7.5 years, a monopoly to take over the ferry services. Well, because it's a monopoly, they can dictate whatever prices they want and get away with it. What about an antitrust lawsuit? How did it ever get to this point? Well, because she's allowed, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has allowed this to get to this point, she now has to come up with legislation to bail her butt out, is what this is boiling down to. Well, the spokesperson for Fair Access to Mackinac Island Coalition, spokesperson John Selleck. I know John. Political consultant, polling company. Getting paid to be their spokesperson. Selleck said members attending the signing today at the Capitol building thanked the governor for signing the bill. The ferry monopoly controls the only practical, quote, road to Mackinac Island. Therefore, according to city ordinance and ferry franchise agreements, ferry service should be regulated just like public utilities are, said Selleck. He said Mackinac Island City was the only city that couldn't update its charter without state approval. DeMoose said the ferries acted as the road to the island. Senator DeMoose went on to say, more than 80% of Mackinac Island is state land. Ooh, this is getting interesting. 80% of the park is state land. 20% of the park is the island is privately owned. The economies of Northern Michigan and the Eastern Upper Peninsula depend on traffic to the island. So we had no choice but to take action on behalf of all the citizens when affordable access has been threatened by one single corporate entity, said Senator DeMoose. John, I don't disagree with your statement. How did we get here? How did we get to the point where you guys allowed a monopoly to be formed? Monopolies are illegal, not only in Michigan, but the country. Back in the day, do you guys remember the phone, the landlines? Bell Telephone Company, Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the phone, Watson, come here. Guess what? They were a monopoly. They put up the phone lines. They strung lines all across the country so that you, while sitting in a little tiny deer cabin up north, could have a landline and be able to make a phone call basically anywhere in the country. It expanded to other countries. The technology was invested by Bell. They made the investment into the infrastructure. Well, as a result, they controlled the phone landline industry for a long time. I believe it was President Reagan deregulated the phones. As a result, what do we have today? Well, basically, landlines still exist, but hardly anybody even uses them anymore. We've all now switched to cell phones. Because of competition, things evolve. Technologies improve. Prices come down because of competition. That's why you can't allow a monopoly to exist in this time in our history. You guys screwed up. You're the ones that allowed the monopoly to be formed. Because you allowed it to be formed, now you had no choice but to take action on behalf of all the citizens when affordable access has been threatened by a single corporate entity. John, you guys are the ones that allowed it to happen. Somebody needs to file an antitrust lawsuit against this monopoly and force them to sell it to three different companies. Allow three different companies, before it used to be families, for those ferry companies. Private individuals took the financial risk of investing in ferry boats. They leased land, they bought land, however those docks are owned or leased, and they started a business. And because there was competition, the prices were affordable. This problem is on you guys. The politicians in Lansing stood by and did nothing to stop this monopoly from forming. Somebody's got to sue. Break up the monopoly. Force them to sell it to three separate companies, businesses, families, and let them run the ferries and compete. And when that happens, prices will come down. For the government to step in and change the charter of the city of Mackinac Island to give them a say because of a ferry treaty agreement is basically what this is all about. This is their reaction to their screw up. Ferry franchise agreements? Well, now they want to treat them as regulated public utilities. How does that work out when the government regulates utilities? How's your electric bill, natural gas bills working out for you? Unbelievable. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real